Hey everyone, I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio, the show that gives you the facts about relationships and love. Now, I've been helping individuals and couples improve their relationships for the past 30 years, and today I'm here to give you science-based strategies for your relationships and those of your children. Welcome, welcome, everyone. It's Dr. Terry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate you. Now, I have a very important program for you today. Are you worried you may be involved with an angry or controlling partner? What about someone you know? This program today can save a life, so I hope you're listening. We're going to discuss how to identify abusers before they abuse you, and steps to breaking free from an abusive relationship. My guest today is Dr. Duana Welch. You've heard her on the program before, listeners, and she's one of my favorite guests. She's a psychologist, coach, and author of two Love Factually full-length books. One's called Love Factually, 10 Proven Steps from I Wish to I Do. And the second one is called Love Factually for Single Parents. And all of her books rely on science rather than opinion. Now, besides the two full-length books, she has two shorter books just about abuse. So whether you or someone you know needs to avoid or escape from a cruel or controlling partner, today's show is for you. And if you want more information about Dr. Duana or her books, go to lovefactually.co. So welcome to the program, Duana. So nice to have you with us today again.
Oh, it's always such a pleasure. And thank you for having me back, Dr. Terry.
Oh, absolutely. We always have these wonderful, very important science-based discussions. Now, I've read both of your full books, Duana, as you know, and I loved them both. Tell us what inspired you to write the shorter books, and even more specifically, the two focused on abuse.
The idea for the shorter books came to me because I felt that a lot of people just want to read the exact topic they're interested in. And I felt like, you know, it's kind of like downloading one song instead of the whole CD or the whole album. You can get exactly what you want. And so that inspiration struck me. And so these books are available at a much lower price point because it's less content, but it is the same quality of content in the full-length books. And with the abuse books, you know, abuse is just stunningly common and it's so underreported. There are so many, especially women, who are literally living in terror for their lives, their children's lives, the lives of their pets. And they are looking for a resource that they can trust to either identify abuse before it happens, which I think is actually the more important topic. But of course, if someone's in an abusive scenario, to identify whether they're really being abused and then to decide what to do about it. And I just felt like this was vital.
Absolutely vital, Duana. And, you know, I have already recommended people read both of those books. So I think they are so vital for people to know that those two books are out there as well as where they are on Amazon.com. So tell us or tell listeners, what are you talking about when you use the word abuse? And according to science, why do people abuse their partners?
Well, abuse, scientifically speaking, is a pattern of cruelty intended to control a partner. That's what it is. So it could be physical, it could be sexual, it could be financial. But the key is, and of course it could be verbal, the key is that it's a pattern of cruelty in order to control. Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry, Dr. Terry, I've forgotten your second part of your
question. That's okay, because I'm going to stop you and just reemphasize what you just said, because I always tell people that exactly what you said, that it's a pattern, and that's really important, and that the cruelty or the pattern of cruelty is intended to control, and that's a very important distinction. My second question then, Duana, is why do people abuse their partners?
Well, I sometimes get in hot water over this, but science is what it is. I mean, it shows that everywhere in the world, the most common reason women are hurt, maimed, or even killed is because of male jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I sometimes get in trouble for reporting that is that although it is scientifically true, there are a lot of people who want to say, well, you know, women abuse too. It is true that some women engage in verbal cruelty in order to control a partner, but it is excessively rare for a woman to terrorize, physically terrorize a partner. It's not in the top 10 causes or even top 100 causes of why men are maimed or killed. Women's jealousy is not part of that picture. So there's a gender difference here. And right now, a lot of people don't like to hear that there are gender differences, but it is what it is. It's scientifically accurate, and it's accurate actually everywhere in the entire world. So I think that I'm going to have to stick with that generalization because it's true. Right. And where it comes from seems to be something that scientists call paternity assurance, which means men effectively until very recently did not know for sure, for absolute sure, whether the children that resulted from a union were his. And so jealousy is often an effective smoke alarm that says whether your emotional house is on fire, whether your partner might leave you or cheat on you. And so it's not entirely bad, but when jealousy goes haywire, kind of like the smoke alarm that there's nothing wrong with it, but it goes off every night at 1 a.m. And it's very annoying. This is not just annoying. It can be lethal. And so some men have a faulty smoke alarm that causes them to think that their partner requires constant control or else she will cheat on them. And I want to emphasize, this is unconscious. This is usually not conscious. Men don't think, I have a problem called paternity assurance, and therefore I'm going to try to control my partner and control her behavior, including her sexual behavior. It's not conscious, but that does appear to be where a tremendous amount of jealousy all around the world comes from.
And so basically then what you're saying is that men are using their power over women to figure out or manage their jealousy.
Yes, yeah, something like 99% of men are physically stronger than almost all women on the planet. Mm-hmm. And so they're literally using their physical power. Also, it's, again, people don't like hearing this, but it's just factually true. The vast majority of financial resources and other resources of power are controlled by men. So men have a lot of power. Now, the vast majority of men do not leverage that power against women. But right. to the extent that women are harmed, it's usually by a man who is leveraging his physical and emotional, social, financial power over his partner in order to control her.
So what are some signs then, Dr. Duena, that the red flags, warning signs of abuse, or what should listeners look for to identify if they're in a relationship with an abuser?
Well, there are 25 what I call PAINs, pre-abuse indicators. And we've only got about 20 minutes in the program, so I can't tell you all of them, but I can tell you.
A few of them, right?
Yeah, a few of them, yeah.
And what did you call them? You called them pains?
Yeah, pains. P-A-I-N-S, pre-abuse indicators.
Okay.
That's what I call them. And there are 25, and I'd like to just go over some that, you know, a person could detect super, super early. One of them is that you've heard that he ever hit a prior partner, and I don't care how he justifies it, especially if that was reported to authorities. Only 1 in 10,000 acts of domestic violence is ever reported. That's 1 in 10,000.
Wow.
So you need to take that very, very seriously. If you have some sort of vulnerability, you need to look very carefully at the people who come into your life. What I mean by vulnerability, are you a single parent? You know, when I wasn't a single parent, I'm not aware that I ever dated an abuser. But after I was a single parent, I look back and I dated at least three.
They never got. Why is being a single parent then a vulnerability, Dr. Duena?
Well, because usually single parents have fewer dating options to begin with. Again, unpopular news, but it's true. I've been there. My dating pool was not the same after I was a single parent as it was before. Both sexes, but especially men, prefer non-parents as partners. And so sometimes abusers think that they're going to get more power by having, by being the person who shows up and says, you know, most men wouldn't want a single mom, but I'm different. I'm better than that. By the way, so, any type of compliment like that is a red flag.
Right. Absolutely. And so basically what you're saying, a vulnerability is then is a quality in an individual or a listener or a friend of a listener, that where you're going to depend more on this partner. Is that what it is? Is a vulnerability a dependency?
It is. For example, if you, or in my case, my child, if anyone in your set that you're going to come into this relationship with has any kind of physical problem, if you have a handicap, if you are poor and he is rich, if you are young and he is much older, any sort of lever that he could pull to gain power, or if he simply has power because of your own circumstance, you need to be very careful to wind up with someone kind and respectful.
And I know you're just giving us a few of the 25 warning signs, but are there any others that have to do with his background besides prior behavior of hitting a partner and that was reported to authorities?
Yes, if he is jealous without cause, mm-hmm. or if he feels he has to do something about his jealousy, like mm-hmm. he has to LoJack your car, start tracing where you are, put an app on your phone that tells him where you are at all times. Mm-hmm. If he requires you to answer every text, every phone call, or else, you know, and the or else could be simply that he's going to get angry. Is he controlling you mm-hmm. with jealousy? Is he scaring you with jealousy? Is he exhibiting that he will do something about his jealousy? Is he sexist? Mm-hmm. Does he have views that males are better than females, that women are supposed to obey men? Abusers feel that way. Is he disrespectful to you? Abuse always begins with disrespect.
Mm-hmm. I also think that controlling you in terms of your friends and family members as well, so that if he's not allowing you to see the important people in your life, but controlling you to only see him, that might be another warning sign, is it?
It absolutely is. Shrinking your world so that he has the most power is an aspect of abuse and impending abuse. Also, being verbally abusive to anyone, it's interesting how often I hear from women who will say, well, yeah, he is really cruel to the neighbors, but he's nice to me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cruelty to other people is something that abusers engage in. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. Also, is he basically infallible? Are all the problems in his past relationships the fault of the other party?
So he's blaming everybody else for things not working out, or for not getting a job, or for not being allowed to do something in his world. He's blaming others and not taking responsibility.
That's right. It's always someone else's fault, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Now, why do you think it's so challenging for us either to identify these warning signs, or women, many women, to identify these warning signs, and then also for us as women to leave an abusive relationship?
Well, the major challenge is something that scientists call the dream. Abusers are careful to pick someone who not only has some sort of vulnerability, but they're careful to pick someone who sees the best in them and believes the best about them, and who basically, all of us have known abused women. And I think one generalization that comes across very clearly is that abused women tend to be really nice human beings. They tend to be very kind and warm-hearted, and that's not by accident. Abusers are looking for someone who will give the abuser a pass, who will see the best in the abuser, and who will think, you know, his past made him like this. Way down deep, he's really a wonderful person. And that's called the dream, in according to the top scientists in the field.
And what is the dream? What is the dream exactly?
The dream is that someday this man's wonderful qualities will rise to the foreground, and that he will be the partner that you always dreamed that he could be, and that the abuse will stop. The top questions, for example, that abused women ask are, will the violence stop on his own, on its own, and can I do anything to stop the abuse?
And what are the answers to those two very important questions? Yeah, Can you answer those, by the way?
Yeah. There's a 5-year longitudinal study of abusers and their partners. I find this fascinating, by the way, Terry, because this means that abusers answered an ad on the radio asking for studies of partner violence, and they agreed, knowing that they were violent, to be studied. First of all, I find it shocking that someone would be like, yeah, that's who I am. I'll be in your study. So what scientists have found in numerous studies, including this 5-year longitudinal study, is that the abuse does not stop on its own.
Right.
The abuse stops when the partner leaves the abuser. And the abuse also stops. First of all, you can't just leave. You have to give up this dream. The dream that he's going to stop, the dream that he's going to be a better partner, the dream that the goodness you see way down deep. And I'm sure there is some, by the way. We're not just hallucinating this, but the abuse doesn't stop. And until the dream gets given up, women don't leave. I will say there's a myth out there in the world that women never leave. That's not true. The leave rate for women in any given year is something like 28 times higher than the leave rate for women who aren't being abused.
Wow. But now, it's also difficult financially, socially, economically for women, even if they give up the dream, right, to leave an abusive relationship, because you still may have children, you may have finances together, a home. So even if I give up the dream as a woman, it's still going to be difficult, isn't it, Dr. Duena?
It's going to be very, very hard. Yeah. I'm thinking of women that I've known, of course, as we're talking about this. And I'm thinking about a former student of mine, especially, who came to me one semester. She was in her 30s. She had 2 teenage children. And she came to me and said, Dr. Welch, I'm not doing very well in your class. She was making a C. And she said, I want to tell you why. And I said, okay, you know, a lot of students have reasons other than what people, I guess, refer to as laziness. Most of the students who've come to me over the years have other reasons. And so I was listening. It turned out that her husband was beating her, engaging in profound verbal cruelty with her, controlling her every move in her finances. I was amazed she was actually allowed to go to school, but he thought that they would have more money if he let her do that. But she told me that he had choked her dog to death in front of her and told her that she was next.
Mm-hmm.
And she had two kids. She said, I'm trying to find a way to leave him, but it's a reality that he may kill us all at any time if I don't do this just right. And obviously I don't have the emotional and psychological bandwidth to devote to getting an A in your class. This is somebody who's super smart.
Right.
I feel like abusees get abused multiple times. They get abused by the abuser, and then they also are put down verbally by those of us in society who say, well, you know, abused women, they never leave. Mm-hmm. They don't know what to do. They're stupid.
Mm-hmm.
These women oftentimes are extremely intelligent. I knew an editor of a newspaper in the city where I lived who had escaped, and she had a degree from Harvard. She had escaped an abuser.
Mm-hmm. So, well, if every single aspect of your life is being controlled by someone else, and you're being shown, either because of a pet or because of an illustration, that if you leave, this is going to happen to you and your children, then even if you are the smartest person in the world, right? Mm-hmm. It's going to be challenging and difficult and hard to get out of that relationship.
That's right. I mean, the number one, there are 2 roadblocks to leaving. The number one is the dream, and the number 2 is threats of further violence. And,
right.
You know, those usually, a lot of these guys are going to make good on these threats. In fact, there are 2 kinds of abusers, and I feel like it'd be worth a couple minutes talking about who they are, because who they are has a lot to do with what you're going to do in order to leave them.
Yes. So what are the 2 kinds of abusers then?
Scientists refer to them as pit bulls and cobras.
Oh, pit bulls and cobras.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us briefly about each.
Pit bulls are pathologically jealous. These people are completely fixated on you specifically as their mate. They are specifically concerned with your sexual behavior. They keep tabs on you. They want to know where, when, how, with whom you've been. They usually deny the abuse has even taken place, which we call gaslighting. They might even say that you are the batterer. They've abused you for even being looked at by another man. Now, these guys, they may let you leave without much fuss. They may actually help you pack your bags. Here's the catch, though. They're focused on you specifically and controlling your behavior specifically. They're not just in general mean, battering kinds of people. They're only focused, their cruelty is entirely focused on you. And they may be lethally violent for up to 2 years after you escape. Mm. So escaping them involves, in a way, a lot of long-term planning of how you're going to stay safe, as opposed to the other kind of abuser that scientists refer to as the cobra. Cobras are, they're basically sociopaths. They're violent to everyone who crosses their path. The only reason they're violent to you is you're in their world right now. The next, when they get another partner, they're going to be violent toward her. It's, their violence is generalized. They probably have a criminal history. Maybe they've even done time for it. They feel entitled, not just with you, but everywhere in the world, to get exactly what they want, exactly how and when they want it. And they usually have done things like started being cruel to animals when they were in their childhood or teenage years.
And so, Dr. Duane, now that we know the two types of abusers, we only have a few minutes left, and I want to give you a few minutes to tell us about some steps to break free or what advice you would give to either listeners who are experiencing an abusive relationship or they know someone who is.
Okay, your friends and your family are going to tell you constantly that you have to leave right now. That's what they're going to do. And they're going to do it because they are realistically afraid for you and because they care about you. But I'm going to tell you, you can't listen to them primarily. And the reason you can't is science has established that the best expert on your partner and how he is likely to behave is you. The abused person is the expert on how this person, this abuser, is likely to behave. Your friends and family don't necessarily know. So if they tell you, you've got to leave tonight, you have to think about what you know about this person. And you have to make a plan. And you have to make sure that, for example, some people know, you know what, the first thing he's going to do is cut off all my funds. So I'm going to have a separate account that he doesn't know about. You're going to have to use your intuition about what he's going to do, your knowledge of him about what he's going to do, and you have to make a safe plan. You have to time it. That's part of the plan, is the timing. And you should not do this by yourself. It's true that your friends and your family, they're not abuse experts. But there are abuse experts out there, and I'm going to tell you how to communicate with them.
Good.
You can call the following phone number, and this is the National Domestic Violence Hotline for the United States and Canada. It's 1-800-799-SAFE. 1-800-799-SAFE. The last four digits, if you'd rather write those down, are 7233. Or if you'd rather text, you can actually text now. Text the word CONNECT to the following number. Text the word CONNECT to 741741. That's text the word CONNECT to 741741. They will help you use your knowledge and your resources to make a plan to escape this person safely. The key here is not simply to escape. It's to escape in a manner where you are safe. A lot of people will tell you, just get a restraining order. A restraining order is a piece of paper. Bullets go right through it. I'm not saying it's a bad idea to get one, but I will tell you, the research shows that a lot of these pit bulls kill women after the restraining order. So be safe by using your intuition, your timing, and help and using the skill of professionals who will help you for free to make a safe escape plan.
Thank you, Dr. Duenya. A safe plan is very important, and there are resources out there. Thank you so much. 1-800-799-SAFE. So thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Duenya. I always enjoy and love talking to you.
Thank you. The feeling's very much likewise. You are one of my relationship science superheroes, and you bring that information to the public. It's just wonderful.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that so much, Dr. Duenya. And again, listeners, if you want more information about Dr. Duenya Welch and her latest bite-sized books or her full-length books, please go to lovefactually.co. You can also connect with her on Twitter or Facebook at Duenya Welch, and that's W-E-L-C-H. And as always, thank you for listening. I appreciate you. I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio. I'm here to help your relationships, including the one with yourself, be the best they can be. My personal website is Dr. Terry, thelovedoctor.com, where I provide you with science-based relationship advice that's easy to understand and include in your life. So listeners, until next time, here's to your healthy, happy relationships.